Have you been avoiding specific words because those words have brought a lot of strong emotions to you? Have you been thinking that if you just say a certain word, it will jinx your sleep? If this sounds true to you, you've experienced lexical aversion, and this video is perfect for you. In this edition of Instant Learning Insight, we're going to look at why we have lexical aversion, why it can create some struggle for us, and how we leave lexical aversion and arrive at a place of peaceful sleep and peace of mind.
What a change had been so profound that I looked full at the problem in the face. Like, okay, insomnia, do your worst. I'm not running from you. I'm not going to be scared. It's just, sometimes it's just so simple. Like the truth has to be simple. Otherwise, it's not the truth.
I was so trapped in my head before. When I say my whole life changed, like my whole life changed.
I'm Coach Daniel, and this is the Sleep Coach School.
Welcome again. So glad to have you here. I hope you're doing super, super well today. If you are noticing that something looks a little different, it is because I'm actually using my phone to record this video. And I really liked how it looked. So I hope, the viewing experience is improved. Now, with that said, I have mounted my phone on my laptop. Everything is a little wobbly. So disclaimer here, anyone who's kind of sensitive to movement or like seasickness or nausea or something like that, there will be like whenever I kind of add some, some text to the screen here, there may be some wobbliness, just so you know. And I'm going to order like a stand for my computer now. So that won't happen going forward. But anyway, welcome. Yes, today's topic is lexical aversion. And here's a little backstory. I noted with one of the clients I worked with, actually over intermittently over many years, that she never used the word insomnia. She would always say like the sleep stuff or, the thing with sleep or something like that. After, it took me quite a while, but I took note of that. I was like, this is interesting. She's clearly describing insomnia, but she never uses that word. And so that was in the back of my mind. And then, a couple of months ago, I was talking with David Powers from Powers Benzo Coaching. Him and I and some other people are putting together like a docuseries, which is a project that I'm involved in. But anyways, he mentioned that in his community, the community of students he has that are leaving benzodiazepines, a lot of his students never say the word insomnia. In fact, they say the I word, And this, coupled with what I learned from my own client, it made me think like, okay, this is a thing. Like this is not just kind of one person having, a certain behavior, let's call it, but this is a common thing. So what I did was, this was just a few weeks ago, I used ChatGPT, this AI software, which is quite amazing. And I asked like, hey, is there a thing when we are so afraid of a word that we just don't use it? And of course, ChatGPT said, yes, this is called lexical aversion. And I was like, this is something we need to talk about because I'm sure this will resonate with the community. So that was the little backdrop. And we're going to look, of course, at what lexical aversion is and how it applies to sleep struggles. But before we start, I want to say the first, that lexical aversion and just using kind of, let's call it low stakes language are two different things. And I'm sort of smiling because I just said sleep struggle instead of insomnia. And that's to me a way of sometimes using sort of words that are less loaded or sound less medical or sound less serious. And I think that's totally fine. It just kind of like just lowering the stakes and it makes our discussion seem like it's not so serious, right? Now, lexical aversion, on the other hand, is sort of like a superstition or magical thinking. It's when we think like, oh, this word cannot be uttered because if it is uttered, this will happen. So those things are totally different. So anyone out there who's like, yeah, I just don't like to say the word insomnia because I don't like how it sounds so serious or whatnot. I think that's totally fine. It is when we have sort of these like the magical thinking, the superstitious beliefs around uttering a specific word. That's when things can be tricky. So I just want to clarify that first. The first section I want to go here is the why. So why do we have this phenomenon of lexical aversion? Well, the way I see it is as follows, that the human brain is a survival machine, a problem-solving machine, Its sole purpose really is to keep us safe, keep us alive. And it is exceptionally resourceful. It's designed for scanning the environment and picking out threats, which is super, super helpful when there are like, rattlesnakes or grizzly bears in the vicinity or something like that. but it's so resourceful that it can find like internal threats. Like it can observe its own activities and identify things as threats, you know, within us, you know. And one of these things that come from within is like saying a word. It can start to think that saying a specific word is a threat to us. It can start to think like, oh, if I say this word, then this will happen. Better not say that. So it essentially identifies a certain word or uttering that word as a potential threat to be avoided. So, you know, lexical aversion, like, you know, so many other experiences we have come from a place of our brain trying to keep us safe. So the brain is super resourceful and it can identify anything as a threat, including a word or saying that word. For example, it would be something like this. If I say it, I won't sleep. This is an example of like lexical aversion and, you know, this element of superstition here. Or to put it the other way is, if I don't say it, I'll sleep. And the reason I chose to put both of them there is I want to highlight the second one. Like, if I don't say it, I'll sleep. We can see now here, lexical aversion comes across as a safety behavior. The idea is that as long as I don't say it, I'll be okay. Then I'll be safe. You know, I'll be all right. Something like that. So this is sort of the conundrum here. When we deploy safety strategies, when we do things to keep ourselves safe, then we are inadvertently teaching our brain that, oh, there is something that we should keep ourselves safe from. There is a threat. There is a real danger. There is something there that can you know, come and get us, you know? So safety strategies, when there is no actual threat, when there's just a perceived threat, they are not helpful because they actually keep us in a state of fear, you know? And fear, of course, keeps us from sleeping well. So when we deploy safety strategies, it can appear as if an actual threat exists. So lexical aversion in kind of our context in the context of kind of inner struggle, it becomes part of safety strategies that are known as sleep efforts or compulsions or reassurance seeking, et cetera, et cetera. And the reason I added compulsions and reassurance seeking here is that I'm sort of working on broadening our teaching to apply our thinking and our methods, not only to insomnia, but, you know, as you can see, OCD or anxiety in general. And I just want to point out here that there is no principal difference between what we call a sleep effort or a compulsion or reassurance seeking or safety behavior, et cetera, et cetera. Anything that we do to feel safe when we, you know, feel safe from some perceived threat is the same thing. And the conundrum is the same, that it can appear as there is something that we need to keep ourselves from. So at this point, I hope it's you know, the context or the lexical aversion is clear to you, what it means and why it can be tricky. So we'll move to the last part of this video, which is where we talk about what to do. And so you can easily come to the conclusion that, I see why I have avoided the word insomnia, for example. I've avoided the word insomnia. So what I need to do is just say it. I need to say it over and over again so that I sleep. But you see, that's tricky. Now, we're sort of doing the same thing again. We're sort of deploying another strategy, which is saying the word so that we'll sleep, which is another kind of version of that same superstition or some magical thinking that kept us, you know, struggling in the first place. So there's no need to do anything in particular. What helps is really the understanding, like, which you already have now, you know, this understanding that there's no safety strategies needed. There is no actual threat. That is what really, really helps. But even though there's no need to say the word that we avoided, you might want to do it. There's an invitation there, because if you've really avoided a word because you thought like, oh, if I say the word, something's going to happen, then by saying it, it can be sort of like a relief, or it can be like, it can lead you to see that even if I say that word I've been avoiding, I'm still safe. I'm all right. There's no actual danger. And so before we look at our last slide, I just want to comment on one thing, which is that I can see that many in the community, many people who are tuning in here will say, hey, Daniel, you're saying that there's no actual real danger. But when I don't sleep, when I'm awake at night, you know, I have a headache, you know, I can't function, I have physical pain, my eyes are sore, you know, I'm completely miserable. Check out the Unrefreshing Sleep playlist, because I think that really addresses that this concern. So finally here, I just want to say again, kind of reiterate here that what matters is, again, that you understand yourself, that we as humans understand ourselves. Because when we do, we don't think like, oh, why am I doing this? I'm so dumb using this, like avoiding a word. Why am I doing that? No. It's completely understandable. We all do things like that. And when we're just kind and gentle with ourselves and we see that there's no actual threat, that leads to peace of mind and peaceful sleep. So I'll conclude here. Hope this brought a lot of value to you. And I look forward to having you back real soon, especially when I have a new stand for the computer so there's no more wobbliness. But anyways, that was it for today. Thanks for being here and see you soon. Bye-bye. That was all for today. I hope you found this episode really eye-opening. And if you're looking for something more tangible, then head over to our website, thesleepcoachschool.com. You'll find several coaching options where our teachings can be contextualized for you personally. If you decide to join, we look forward to seeing you on the other side.